Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
They might take one more shot. Let's see. Bodies fly. He faked him out. An ankle breaker. Bang! He hits the three. Oh, an ankle breaker. Yeah. Jab step. And then a step back three.
Woo! Maybe some of this.
Shirts.
Come on. Josh Shirts with a tremendous son in Jaden Shirts making the play. He joins us now, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. Good morning, Coach. 78-57 win over William Woods, and a little icing on the cake there from your boy.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. Good morning. That was fun to see him, you know, score. You try to, those are his first college points, and you're just obviously as a father, you know, you're super proud of him, happy for him. Came in, turned it over twice, and then, you know, Drobic gets fouled, misses the free throw, and then makes that three. So it was super special. But you feel that way, I just think in programs, you know, your guys that are walk-ons, our managers, we've got 11 of them. Those guys, you know, those 14, when you look at the three walk-ons, Nick, Isaac, and Jaden, and our 11 managers, they're everything, you want your kids to be, man. It's a selfless, servant, role. They come in, they don't get a lot of recognition. Those three don't get a lot of playing time. So when they come in and score, Isaac or Jaden or, you know, Nick's redshirting, but, those guys, you really feel proud, and it's a heartwarming deal.
Yeah, that really is. And they do a lot, don't they? I mean, they're expected to do everything that every single player in that roster does, from conditioning to playing, working hard. They have to be on top of your scout, don't they? Do a lot of, you know, what you're going to face, et cetera. And then those managers. I mean, I know a lot of coaches that do get emotional on senior night when they have to say goodbye to basically their right-hand men.
Yeah, no, with the walk-ons, yes, you're right. I mean, those guys, not only are they required to do everything everybody else does, but in practice, you know, they're the dummy defenders. They're the guys who, hey, we need somebody to pass right here. Hey, go crash the rebounds, working on box-out technique. Go box these guys out, play zone, do this, do that. None of it, you know, for themselves, all in service to get the guys who are going to play ready. So you talk about, you know, being selfless, being a part of something bigger than yourself, being a great teammate, you know, which is an incredible, you know, I always think is maybe the most important skill to being successful in life, is to be a great teammate. Those guys just embody all that. And then your managers, all the behind the scenes work, making sure, you know, food's delivered, making sure that, you know, laundry's clean. I mean, there's guys in there, you know, we played the game last night, and, you know, I get out of here with media, you know, a little after probably 10:30. There's a group of managers, they're washing clothes, they're making sure stuff's clean, they're putting stuff away. They were probably here till 2 in the morning last night. And that's not just – that's every game, making sure the bags are packed, making sure – I mean, the amount of work they do behind the scenes to make sure that the program runs itself correctly and that guys don't have to think about stuff and the organizational administrative piece is beyond the pale. And that's why when you hire guys like that, when those guys leave school – you're just getting an employee that absolutely checks every single box. They kind of understand the deal, and it's those wind up being guys that are super successful in life.
Oh, man, very well said. A lot of my friends are former managers at Indiana University under Coach Knight. Some of the stories are unbelievable, by the way. But anyway, it's a job. It's work. It's an amazing journey as well, and very rewarding, and they are very successful in everything that they do in business. A lot of great, great people have done that. Josh Shirts is with us, the head coach of the Billikens. Vec, you guys are flying to New York tomorrow, right, to get ready for the New Year's game against Fordham?
Yep.
Yeah.
We fly out tomorrow. We play New Year's Eve at 2 o'clock Eastern. So we'll fly out in the morning. Getting the guys together this afternoon to watch film, obviously break down and kind of decompress the game from last night, and then certainly watch a little bit of Ford, and then we'll go to the court and walk through Fordham's offense, defense, and walk through what we think we're going to see, and hopefully get some of the guys that didn't play much, and Isaiah maybe get a little bit of work in for those guys who didn't play a ton last night, and then some guys who obviously were trying to get back from injury.
Is that exciting for you on a personal level? First A-10 game, first A-10 road game, New York City, let's go.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I've heard so much about Rose Hill Gym. I've never been but one of the iconic kind of venues in college basketball. And yeah, I mean this this schedule, this that's why I came here. You know, was to compete in this league, to be a part of this conference, to compete at the highest level. I really think this league, when you look at it top to bottom, I think there's, you know, seven teams in top 100. We've got, we're not in that mix of groups yet. But certainly it's going to be incredibly challenging. Road game, Fordham's won 5 straight games. And it gets, you look at just the first 4 is what I've kind of looked at. You go to Fordham, you come back home, play a great St. Joe's team, play a St. Bonaventure team that's 12-1, and then you go to VCU. So it's not exactly dipping your toe in. You're going to have to play really well. But that's the way this league is. You got to play really well, exceptionally well, to have a chance to win. And the way this league works, you can play exceptionally well and not win. So you have to play exceptionally well just to have a chance to win. I know I'm excited about the competition. If you're a competitor, you want to challenge yourself at the highest level. I know I'm wired that way, and I think we got a lot of guys in that locker room who are wired exactly the same.
Sure. I mean, you've got one of the faces of college basketball on your team in Robbie Avila, so everybody knows who you are when you walk into the gym. And boy, did he show up last night. I mean, you needed, without Isaiah Swope, you needed to pick up the scoring slack. Gibson Jimerson drops 28, and Robbie Avila fills up that score sheet. You needed it. That's not a bad William Woods team. If people aren't familiar with what they do, they're a pretty good NAIA team. You got to show up and play hard against them.
Yeah, it was, the game, it was one of those ones where, in hindsight, I William Woods was probably a better game than you want coming out of Christmas with, after a 4-day break and 2 practices. And then without Isaiah, without KT, obviously made it more complicated. And there was we thought, might be without Robbie as well, which was good. He was able to play. So, they're a really good team, very well coached. They've got good players. I mean, they're a team that, started the year kind of outside the way NAIA works, but they were, they're 12-2. They've got 2 losses, both to nationally ranked teams by 2 points and 4 points, and they'll be competitive to win a national championship at that level. There's no question in my mind. Their size, athleticism. I mean, that's a good basketball team, extremely well coached. And like I said before the game, and it was true, equivalent to a lot of the some of the lower major teams we played in terms of in this season. So, but I thought Rob was really good. Had some. We needed it. His passing, he's got to, finish some plays around the rim. I thought he left a couple of plays on the table. He would tell you that. But, did a really good job facilitating, made some big baskets for us, got the ball we needed to, and, converted in Gibb. Was you could tell early, was super aggressive. I love to see that. He came out really hunting his threes and got us going early. Our separation early was really him, and just I love to see him come out and be that aggressive, letting shots go, coming off action and getting his shoulder square and firing it every time he puts it up. You feel like it's going in. So the more he shoots those quality ones, the better off we're going to be offensively.
Yeah, you play some good defense too. 3 steals for Jimerson, 4 steals for Avila, which is actually a career high for him. He had 6 rebounds to go along with those 23 points. He had a game high 6 assists. Like I said, he was everywhere. He might have even sold a few boxes of popcorn. I don't know. He was all over the place. And then Max Picard, guy has 5 blocks. Now he's you call him a unicorn. I know that Avila gets that moniker as well, but he really is. I mean, a 6'11 player who can play inside, outside, and can really be a problem in the post. It appears that he was last night.
Yeah, Max is a unique player, and they're unicorns in different ways. Robbie's a unicorn because of his skill set. Max a unicorn because, he's 6'11 with a 7'3" wingspan, and he's got this, he's got incredible mobility with that. Max's biggest thing is he's got last night I thought, against a team like that, they're so aggressive to the rim. They got guards and get downhill. They got a couple good bigs inside. His shot blocking, his ability to protect the rim would be huge for us, and it was. He not only did he block 5 shots, I think he affected or deterred, probably 5 or 6 more. So, there was 10 or 11 plays around the rim that he affected in a positive way for us and took points off the board for them. And, on our team, he's the one guy that can provide that level of rim protection. Now he's, you watch him, he's got a long way to go from a strength standpoint. He's got to figure himself out. offensively. I think there's things. He made a great pass to Gibson on a wrap for a layup, made a great high-low pass to Robbie when they were switching and fronting and flashing the nail and recognized it and made a great touch pass, got Robbie an easy basket. So his passing is coming together. Max is going to be a fantastic player as he's just got to continue to get stronger. His practices have gotten better. He's getting, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, anybody can bring a level of physicality to a game, no matter how skinny you are, frail you are, whatever it is. And he's starting to play with a little bit more physicality, a little bit more force. And that's going to be the biggest thing for him, obviously, is to build strength. So there is real strength, but also to bring and play with a level of physicality, even if you are, you know, 200 pounds at 6'11", that you can bring to the table to allow you to compete physically against these, you know, these A-10 teams. That's going to be the biggest thing for him. But he was huge for us last night. I thought, honestly, he and Dylan Warlick off the bench were phenomenal for us, and don't win the game without those two guys in their production.
Well, Warlick is like just Mr. Energy off the bench. I think he is tremendous. I mean, he has a winning aura about him. He's all over the place, but he plays smart, but he's very strong, 6'5 guard. But I you would never know that he had, what, hip surgery? I mean, this guy is all over the place. He's a tremendous player, I think.
Yeah, no, he is. He's funny, you know. He's a guy that, you know, we recruited Indiana State. We really we were all in on him, and we didn't get him. And I watched him, and he's funny because, you know, and so when I got here and he was going to Wyoming, he picked Wyoming over Indiana State. And then their coach left late to go to Texas Tech as an assistant. So he went, and he had the surgery. That's how we took him. Was like I said, I watched him play, and he's a guy that, you know, you can't really, you know, quantify him. There's no like analytic for him because he's, you know, he's not an elite shooter. He's not a jet. He's not a high flyer. He's not, you know, I mean, there's nothing you look at his game and say like, oh, that's, you know, he's not unbelievable laterally or whatever, but he just wins everywhere he's ever played. He's won. I mean, he won back-to-back state championships at 6A Oklahoma, lost in the state championship as a senior to actually Jax Kerr's team, who's coming next year. They played against each other in the state championship game last year, but three straight state championship finals appearances, was the MVP of it twice, 2,000, 1,000 guy, then played AAU with Team Griffin, with a team with three high major guys, and he was their leading scorer and rebounder. And, you know, and it's like you can't, like I said, you can't quantify it, you can't quite put your finger on why, but he's just a winner. He just understands how to win. He plays with great toughness. He's got a great competitive spirit. You know, we were hoping, you know, when we signed him that he would be ready in September. He had a setback with the recovery and knocked him. You know, he didn't even start practicing till after – I mean, it was in November when he began practicing. You know, so he doesn't even – you know, he hasn't done anything. He's still getting into shape. He doesn't even know half what we're doing offensively, but he's just really smart. He's got a high basketball IQ, and he's just going to get better and better. We're thrilled, you know, to have him. And like I said, I think he's going to, you know, those three freshmen. We talk about Max, Dylan, Amari. You know, the upside of all the injuries and everything we're dealing with has been those guys are getting opportunity, and it's accelerating their development because, you know, the best player development is playing. And those guys are getting opportunities to play and play significant minutes and roles.
Yeah, Amari has that bounce too, that sort of difference maker. I can see that too in him, absolutely. And then before I let you go, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you for an injury update. Obviously, Swope is the big one, wondering kind of what the next step is for him. And then if you could update us on Kellen Thames, and what's the latest with AJ Casey?
Yeah, so in order, Isaiah, you know, we're working through. We'll know some more today. You know, he's been dealing with knee inflammation. He obviously, you know, had the piece of cartilage that broke loose in his knee in December last year. Then he tore his meniscus at the end of January last year, early February, and played through that. Had surgery in the off season. You know, had some trouble with it in the summer, a little bit in the fall as well. Had some shutdowns, and then just inflammation was bothering him, went to Grand Canyon, didn't think he was going to play. He did wind up playing, obviously, against Grand Canyon. And we're coming back from Christmas. We tried a different procedure. And, you know, there's just we hope we'll have some long-term benefit. But, you know, knocked him out for a couple of days. And so I'd say, you know, going into Fordham. You know, knowing Isaiah, I think he'll find a way to play, but, you know, be questionable at the moment. We'll know more today and certainly tomorrow practicing in New York, but we're going to try to do some stuff today. Kellen, you know, is dealing with a hip flexor issue. Obviously, there's two things going with him. One is hip flexor. Two is the cramping. You know, they're working on the cramping to try to figure out a solution to that. But right now what's holding him out is you know, he strained his hip flexor in the game against Chicago State. And, you know, he didn't practice that week, came back, practiced the Saturday before we played Illinois State. I was going to try to play some limited minutes there. Obviously, dealt with the cramping issues and has been shut down since. The hip flexor has been what shut him down, not the cramping stuff. So it's just taken a while to heal. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, obviously he wants to play. I think Kellen, obviously, for us, is one of our best players. We'd love to have him out there 25, 30 minutes a night. You know, I don't know, you know, with the, you know, unless we get the cramping solved, if that'll be possible. But right now, you know, he's just working back from the hip flexor. I think he's, you know, certainly, you know, better than he was, but probably not in position to be shocked if he played against Fordham. And then AJ, you know, AJ's back. AJ missed, you know, he missed 37 days with a, you know, a high ankle sprain, you know, came back and has practiced, had two or three practices prior to Christmas break, came back and practiced the 2 days before, and looked better physically. But he's just got to get back into the swing of things. You know, we tried it. We were going to play him some limited last night if we could. He got in the last, you know, whatever, 3 minutes. He's just working his way back, you know. And AJ's, you know, and now that he's back, and I do think, you know, he's capable of playing. He looks better coming back from Christmas to two practices. Now he's in the mix with, you know, Max and Killian, you know, for some minutes, you know, at that 4 or 5, and who's going to be kind of that guy that plugs in alongside of, you know, Robbie and you know, and Kalu, and obviously, you know, there's some other guys in that mix as well that can play alongside depending on matchups. But AJ should be fully, you know, cleared to go, but now it's just, you know, he's got to, you know, come back and try to work his way back in and beat out the guys that have been practicing the last 6 weeks.
Appreciate that. Billikens fans know where to go for updates right here. Josh Schertz every Sunday morning at 10:30, and a great breakdown of what happened last night and what's to come at Fordham. We appreciate it very much. Go get them on New Year's Eve and bring home an A-10 winner.
Let's do it. I appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks, everybody that came out last night. Have a wonderful new year, and we'll see everybody back home again, St. Joe's, next Friday.
You as well. There's the head coach of the Billikens, Josh Schertz. We'll take a quick break. We're going to hear from Blue CEO Chris Zimmerman starting the 11 o'clock hour, so we'll do some NFL picks between now and then on KMOX.